you've been attending here on a regular basis, you may have noticed that we've gotten to this part in our service without receiving our weekly outreach collection. We haven't forgotten about that. The next piece of the service will actually be a lead-in to it, as you'll see as we go along here. I don't know how many of you are subscribers to or pick up or read Time Magazine on any kind of a regular basis or not, but in this this week's issue, if you've got them, we're flipping through it, you may have come to a full-page ad sort of towards the back of the magazine, which asks this rather attention-grabbing question: is God keeping you from going to church? Now, that would hopefully stop somebody if they were, kind of flipping through this thing. And the subtext down, a little smaller print down below, reads, maybe you're uncomfortable with the idea of God, or maybe it's someone else's idea of God. Yet maybe you yearn for a loving spiritual community where you can be encouraged and inspired as you search for your own truth and meaning. This is a church, you ask? Welcome to Unitarian Universalism. And then across the top border of it, it reads, nurture your spirit, help heal our world. And then at the bottom, there's some website information that's meant to guide the reader to the nearest local Unitarian Universalist congregation. Well, being a good Unitarian Universalist, since we all love to wordsmith and debate things about how well they can be worded or not, I might want to quibble with some of the language in here, but all in all, I think it's a pretty good effort, a pretty well-done effort to reach religiously liberal-minded people who are searching for a home and may not know that much about the home which we are seeking to offer here, and that a little over 1,000 of our Unitarian Universalist congregations across the United States and Canada are seeking to do as well. Well, this is really the first of a series of such ads and promotionals that are going to be running in national media publications actually over the next couple of years, I believe. And this one is really kind of the first shot across the bow, as it were. And to coincide with this salvo, our Unitarian Universalist Association has asked its member congregations if they would set aside this Sunday, October the 14th, to get this thing launched. And not coincidentally, to help pay for it. Ads like these, as you can probably imagine, I don't have a number in front of me, but they do not come cheaply. And as I discussed this effort by our association with our executive board here, I and we came up with the idea, the notion that if we're going to help our association launch a marketing campaign, to put it a bit crassly, perhaps we should be able to say, both to our longtime members and to visitors, friends, any of you who may be here for the very first time, we should be able to say why we feel we have something here that's worth casting out a net like this in the first place. Because I happen to believe that we do. I know that all of our lay leaders, members and friends here, feel the same. But let me quickly give you just a bit more information about this promotional campaign before we hear from three of our members, Roy and Lori and Steve. Each member congregation of the Unitarian Universalist Association, as I just said, is being asked to contribute, and we will use our outreach collections on this Sunday and the next two Sundays to do just that, to help move this campaign along. Our association has set a very ambitious goal of $500,000 to be raised in congregations around the country. Their suggested benchmark figure is $50 per member. A foundation is set up to match all that is raised up to that amount, so this really could be a $1 million undertaking. Well, $1 million for what? For one thing, as I already said, help pay for these ads. Since they are not being funded out of our association's operating budget, the money we pay each year as our annual program fund does not go towards this. Another use will be to help create a fund, kind of like a foundation-type fund, that congregations, any congregation, can petition to use if they can come up with a proposal for certain creative ways of responding to this appeal. If we or anybody else comes up with some ideas, proposal, or program that we think would really help make more welcoming the people that we're hoping to attract from this, and put that out there to our district, They will help. They'll help fund that. That's part of it. That's another piece of it. And third, to encourage greater diversity in our ministry, part of what is being raised will be to assist congregations who call minority or ministers of color. Well, that's the big picture. I don't want to get into chapter and verse matters here. I'm just going to make one more comment before we hear from our speakers. I'll say that we as religious liberals, we've long had an aversion to religious proselytizing. We have that for all kinds of good and understandable reasons. We don't like people hitting us so much over the head with their particular faith as much as we respect it, and we don't want to do that to others as well. At the same time, though, I think we make a serious mistake if we do not let the public at large know of our availability, of who we are, what we're about. I think we make a serious mistake if we do not intentionally reach out and invite into our midst those folks whose lives would be deepened and enriched by being a part of a Unitarian Universalist congregation. As the ad says, nurture your spirit, help heal our world. I think we have a place here where people can do both. We need to let people know that we are striving to do just that. And on that note, we will hear now from our congregation president, Lori Goodman, followed by Roy Goodman, who's been very active in our social justice, social outreach efforts, and then Stephen Nodman, who will speak out of the experience of his family about the significance of our religious education program. So, Lori.